Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You, and I am your co-host. I'm your host, John Ryan. I'm a co-host. I hate Christina on one side, Janet on the other. And right now the group we're talking with is the Long Island Center for Independent Living. Therese is here with us, and she's been going over some tremendous information. The phone number for people who need it, as I said, we said call 311. If you want to call directly, it's 516-796-0144. And actually, I have a question. We're talking seniors. We're talking people with disabilities. Is there something veteran-wise involved? Because, I mean, veterans have VA, so it's not as big a need. Right. But there is a place for veterans.
Absolutely.
But the same thing, some of the veterans are just sitting home getting nothing.
Yeah. And as we were chatting while we were in break, I just happened to mention that in my background, I am a former advocate, and I continue to be an advocate for veterans with disabilities. So certainly, that's for myself personally, that's a passion. But then for our organization, for Independent Living, veterans' interests and rights are also extremely important to us. And so we do certainly encourage veterans to contact us, and particularly, and it's not limited to, but if a veteran is in a situation where disability is new to them, new in their life, or if it's changing for some reason and they could use some support with regard to, hey, how do I navigate this whole disability thing? Mm-hmm. This is something different for me. This is different and new, and it's scary. I could use some support. We can provide that support in the way of peer advocacy.
That's great.
I know that happens certainly for veterans in their own organizations as well. There's so much, and especially here in Nassau County, so much terrific service available for veterans. But this is something where we want to make sure and always welcome in veterans with disabilities and remind them that we do have certain expertise and experience that they may benefit from on the disability side. And I should mention that Independent Living is a consumer-controlled organization, which means that we are run by and for people with disabilities.
Okay.
51% of our board of directors must consist of people with disabilities across a range of disabilities.
Okay.
So our services and programs are designed by people who get it, people who live the life.
That's very important.
Yes, it is.
You don't even think of something like that because people want to get on boards, and very caring, well-intended people. I don't know what you talk about sometimes. If I'm not participating, I could be the most generous, kind-hearted person in the world, but I just don't understand what you're saying, Therese.
And the fact that you have 51% makes a statement, I think, about your dedication as an organization, and I think it's very important.
And we are part of a network of independent living centers that exist around New York State and around the nation.
Wow,
we really are a result of the disability rights movement that really found its roots in the late 60s and early 70s. And that, you know, just brings me back. I keep coming back to ADA, but I have to. You know, 25 years of history, people with disabilities fighting for change, for equal access in communities, and for equal and full opportunity in every aspect of life, education, employment, health care, everything that you can possibly think of. And that, it was a historic day, and we're so happy to be celebrating 25 years in 2015. And I was actually, I took a look at an article that appeared in Justice and Aging. It was an article actually by Faye Gordon, and she really did a terrific job, again, of really drawing the parallel between the disability rights movement and what is happening in the senior advocacy movement. And all that is around that whole idea of independence and staying in the community, staying in our homes, and thriving.
You said Justice and Aging. That's a magazine.
Justice and Aging actually is a national organization.
Oh, okay.
They're based out of Washington, D.C., and it was a paper. I apologize.
Okay,
that was published by Justice and Aging.
That's what it was. Okay.
Really an interesting read. And if you are a senior or a senior advocate and you're looking to understand, hey, really, where is this link between disability and all this that we're hearing about ADA and senior living, that's a great article to take a look
okay.
at for
that's
some
what I want. That's why I want to follow up. Okay. Janet, you were saying something?
Yes, you mentioned something about homes.
Sure.
What does your organization do in terms of advising people about appropriate homes or how to go about finding a place to live?
Where we get involved with housing is exactly there at the point of just guidance for folks who maybe find themselves in a situation where they have to find some different housing, different or new housing. We certainly can walk you through the process of what's the best way for me personally to go about doing this. If there's a certain, if for instance, we're talking about seniors, so if there are certain senior programs that might be available, housing programs and the like, then our housing folks have that information at hand. They do their level best to stay current with what is happening. There's a housing crisis on Long Island, in case you haven't noticed, and the housing crisis for folks who require accessible housing is 10 times that. So it's a quite a mountain to climb. It's a quite a mountain to climb. We need legislative change. We need visitability in our homes. All of these issues are important advocacy issues for people with disabilities and seniors. But as far as the down to nuts and bolts of finding and making determination about housing, yes, we can provide some guidance there. We can also talk to you about making modifications to the home.
Excellent. Thank you.
Sure.
In it's the 25th anniversary of Americans with Disability Act.
Yes.
And a question now is also, at that point in time, and this is very generic speaking, basically everybody was speaking English. You have a town like North Hempstead, you have a city like Manhattan, et cetera, where there are so many different languages being embraced with neighbors and children and within the schools. The center obviously accommodates that, so it's...
Yes.
Okay.
And yes, we do that in the best way that we're possibly able
right, right,
to.
Right.
The one area of focus, and we the way that all of this programming is developed is around, obviously, your demographic.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, in Nassau County, the Hispanic demographic is overwhelming. So we actually it's over 10 years ago now, we developed our Hispanic outreach services.
Oh, okay.
And that basically provides all of the same services that are provided under the LISL umbrella, the independent living umbrella. But it does so for those who are Spanish-speaking and also, obviously, for those who are from Spanish culture, from Hispanic culture.
Right, right, right.
And that is run, that portion of our programming is run by folks who understand disability and understand the Hispanic culture and who speak Spanish.
That's important.
Yes.
Very.
You know, especially as people age, culture is important. So you can have the greatest... rehab center, et cetera, and you put the wrong person in there, it's almost torture
yes.
because you're not doing anything the way their people do it.
Right.
So you have to be. That's terrific.
Yes, and then as far as other languages and ethnicities, we pretty much will deal with that on a case-by-case.
Okay.
And so much of our services really are tailored specifically to individuals and individual families. So if certain communication elements are needed, part of our function is to make sure that we find those so that we can communicate with you clearly and effectively.
Okay.
I notice in your literature you also talk about loaning equipment. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Sure, yes. We do maintain an equipment loan bank and some examples of items that you might find there would be the typical wheelchairs, canes, crutches, Rollator walkers, commodes, things to be used in the home in that way for folks with limited mobility. What we often find is that for someone even who may have their own durable medical equipment, like let's say use a wheelchair as an example, maybe it's out for repair. And they need something to use to get around home and to get around town. They might give us a ring, say, what do you have in the loan closet that I might be able to use that would be helpful to me and keep me safe and active until I get my
back. Do you take donations?
Yes, we do take donations, but on a very limited basis because we are limited in space.
Oh, okay.
I would, again, and I keep encouraging people to use the telephone, give us a call.
Right.
And if we have the ability to take a donation, we are more than happy to do that. If we don't have space to take it, we will tell you that, but we will give you some suggestions as to who else you could reach out to.
Because that's unfortunately, canes and wheelchairs, as people age and then pass away, you can go into a house and there's two wheelchairs, they're not going to be used, and they're good, you hate to just put them out for the garbage because somebody could use it. That's okay.
Absolutely.
And if you don't have space, then you might give them another idea, which is important. Everything serves a purpose.
You have given us such an education this morning. You're wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I hope that I've been able to at least encapsulate a little bit of what we're about. And again, you know, I have to say, really, our commendations to Town of Hempstead for what you're doing with Project Independence and with several other things having to do with equal access for people with disabilities. We're excited about the opportunity to have been here today and to continue to work with Town of Hempstead.
Terrific. Oh, it's a pleasure. Absolutely. And the name of the organization is the Long Island Center for Independent Living. How'd you say the abbreviation?
LISL.
LISL. You said it earlier. I said, what did she just say? And then I looked at it and said, LISL. And we've had here with us today Therese
Aprile-Brzezinski.
Okay. Who is the director and actually a wonderful, caring heart, which has been a wonderful interview.
I'm the director of planning and public policy.
Okay, the director of planning and public policy. Right. You've been listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.